From JMO Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Righto, let's bolt through it. Good and bad, F&P, what they have to say. I thought their tariff comments were interesting. They don't seem to be being held back by those.
No, not at all. So lots of announcements yesterday, so we'll take a bit of a romp through some of them. Fisher & Paykel Healthcare, firstly, the big guy on the New Zealand market, so biggest stock in the NZX 50 index, important for index direction, where it goes, the index tends to go. So yesterday, this was all announced at their annual shareholders day yesterday. Yesterday, with the focus was really on the 2026 financial year, so they announced the 25 financial year, we're in the 26 year now. Spoiler alert, the share price finished the day yesterday up 80 cents or just over 2%. So it tells a story that the guidance was received pretty well. So they indicated, Mike, that positive trading momentum is set to continue. So looking at estimated revenue for the first half of 2026 at $1.075 billion, net profit after tax of $200 million, very much consistent with expectations, maybe a little ahead actually. So they get a tick on that front. But if you just take a step back, it was consistent with expectations, but they're well ahead of where they were last year. So they were expected to do better, and they did. So it suggests the trading year has started well. Full year guidance unchanged. Yes, they're affected by tariffs. It does affect their gross margin. That is built into those forecasts. So happy days here.
Yeah, not so happy for Sky.
Yeah, no, not really. I mean, we talked about it in the week, didn't we, Mike? The company requested they went into a trading halt. Speculation about in the media about a capital raise. The company announced a non-committal announcement saying no decision had been made. And then they announced that, yes, they were doing a capital raise. So they're looking for $240 million of new equity. So that's new share capital. Leading this into this market, and I think we said that I don't think the market was expecting a capital raise. There's been lots of talk about asset sales, but they do need to improve their balance sheet, reduce debt. So now they're going to do both. The capital raise, a combination of institutional placement, I think $85 million there, and $159 million a pro rata entitlement offer at 70 cents a share. So that's a hefty discount to previous trading levels of sort of 90 to 95. You asked the question, Mike, of whether or not they would raise these funds. Yeah. The question was actually answered sort of obliquely yesterday when one key shareholder said that they were reluctantly participating because if they don't, they'll get too heavily diluted. At the Q&A, they did say that they would breach banking covenants if they didn't do the capital raise. Outlook for 26 looks a little weaker than expectations. It's a tough trading environment. They're very much looking forward to the opening of the International Convention Centre.
Sure they are.
But gosh, that has taken some time though, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. The other Sky TV today, that'll be interesting. Now, Scalar up, more good news.
Yeah, so if we want to finish on a positive vibe, where do you look? You look for the exporters and you look for the agri sector. So Scalar up, net profit after tax in line with expectations, but which downplays the fact that expectations were for a record result. And as the company points out, record outcomes everywhere, profit 9% up, revenue 7% up. Not just the agri sector, though, they also have an industrial division, which had a record result as well. They've worked hard to mitigate the impact of tariffs. They're affected by tariffs as well. They did warn that tariffs would increase costs in future financial years. But when tariffs were first announced, Mike, the share price fell below $4. Yesterday, it's trading at $5. So a nice recover there. Job well done.
Good stuff. Actually, speaking of good news, how about Fonterra, eh?
Yeah, let's just finish off on the never-ending stream of good news. So Fonterra lifted the 25 forecast farm gate milk price from $10 to $10.15. And Mike, what is better than a great year with the farm gate milk price? What is better than that?
I don't know. What
2 years of a great farm gate milk price. So they $10 retained, but they've narrowed the range for the following financial year, still at $10. So you get two great years of a farm gate milk price. It's the first year farmers were paying down a lot of debt. Maybe they'll start spending, and maybe some of that positive energy will come.
You remember Bill English? We'll never see $8 again.
Well, yeah, we did, and 2 years of $10, double-digit farm gate milk price. Good on him.
Couldn't agree more. What are the numbers?
Look, the Dow Jones, the US markets are just weakening a little bit. We've got this Jackson Hole speech by Jerome Powell. He has used that as a platform previously to sort of make important announcements, and the market's just a little bit worried he's going to pull back on interest rate cuts. How would Trump react to that? Anyway, 44,811 on the Dow Jones. It's down 127 points, 0.28%. The S&P 500 is down 23 points, 0.37%, 6372. And the NASDAQ down 80 points as we're looking at it, 0.38%, 21,092. Overnight, the FTSE 100 gained 0.23%, 9309. The Nikkei fell 278, that's 0.65%, 42,610. Shanghai Composite was up small, 0.13%. The Aussies yesterday had a great day, up 1.13% on the ASX 200, 9019 the close there, as did the NZX 50, up 122 points, 0.94%, 13,194. Kiwi dollar steady against the US, 0.5822, 0.9056 against the Aussie, 0.5011 euro, 0.4337 pounds, 86.31 Japanese yen. Gold steady, $3,337. And Brent crude just ticked up a little bit, Mike. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
$67.64.
Good man. You have a good weekend. Andrew Kelleher, jmawealth.co.nz.